FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And you, Jonathan, and Scott. I didn't know which one was going to go first.
Well, we're not used to having
this. Oh, okay, go that way around the table.
That's what I'm used to.
Okay, I was used to the multisyllabic name going last.
Oh, well. What?
Johnson, Manwich, you know.
Well, we're going to have to figure
better.
Out.
I'm better.
I'm used to there being silence after we start the show.
we're going to have to figure out a system here, because this is a new combination. Manwich, of course, is not here until probably Tuesday or Monday night, so Scott again. Well, Scott, you're normally here Friday nights.
Right.
Scott Fridays. Johnson sitting in as a bonus night tonight.
So. You get some bonus Johnson tonight.
That's right. Everyone needs a little extra Johnson, you know. So, hey, don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com, get interactive with us there, and check out the archives, the last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described. And I think there's been a number of people taking advantage of the archives recently, considering we just got some coverage in USA Today a couple days ago. So, a big welcome to anyone who's tuning in because they spotted the show on USA Today, which is awesome. And also, Downsized DCers may be tuning in tonight as well. So we probably have a whole bunch of new listeners. If you're brand new to the show, bear with us here. You'll figure it out very shortly. In fact, Scott, how would you describe the way the show works?
Well, yeah, the agenda on this show is very easy to figure out what the show is all about. Basically, it's about you. Whoever's listening to the show, whatever it is you want to talk about, that's what we'll talk about. Just pick up your phone and dial 1-800-259-9231 and answer a couple questions. Just what's your name, where you're calling from. We'll put you on the air, talk to you about anything.
It's
doesn't
that
matter.
Simple. And actually, for the first time in a long time, this hasn't happened in a long, long time, we've actually had a caller who's been on hold since before the show started. So we are going to get to that call, but first...
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
Excellent. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Show is about your calls. Paul in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Scott. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
I was actually listening to the archives earlier today, and from yesterday, and a couple things came up and made me think, you know, I'm going to call in and put in my 2 cents. And
do it.
At first I thought, well, I'm going to voice an opinion here that probably nobody's ever heard, and then later on in your show, you guys actually brought it up, so you kind of, okay, I'm not as original as I thought. But, you know, I've been thinking, last few months or something. Well, you know, it was actually since last summer, or whenever it was, and I visited a nudist RV camp, okay?
Okay.
First time I'd ever been to a nudist place.
What made you want to go?
Curiosity.
Okay.
You know.
And you have an RV.
I have an RV. Okay. Actually, I am a full-time RVer, and I just drive around and stuff. And so, well, you know, there's a place, and it's not too far away, so I just went. And anyway, it was interesting. A couple of things. I won't go into all the things that were interesting about it, but the thing that I came away with and has kind of been thinking about ever since is kind of, I would call it the politics of nudity. The politics of nudity. And what I mean by that is I started questioning in my mind, you know, where did that come from? The whole idea of, hey, it's illegal to be nude. You know, where did that come from? And I started thinking about historically, you know, and I'm not, you know, a great historian or, you know, I don't claim to know a lot about history, but everything that I could think of ever having read or anything, it kind of occurred to me that, well, you know, even, and I kind of, and I'm not even a Christian, but I looked in the Bible, you know.
Okay.
And you know, anything that you can find, that I could find anyway in the Bible, really didn't tell me that it should be illegal to be naked.
Yeah, that's a great question. Where did that come from?
Well, you know, and you go on, and actually I saw an exhibit some time back about the medieval times, and the thing is, well, in fact, you can see it in the art, you know, back in the Renaissance and stuff. You know, you see a lot of nude
absolutely
in art, and I'm giving you the implying that, well, certainly it wasn't illegal to be, you know, otherwise, because they showed nude people, naked people, in sort of semi-public settings. It was not a big deal.
And I can see how you could get that impression, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, and, well, what I found, like, in the Bible, it gave me the impression that, well, it was shameful. In fact, you write in the beginning, Genesis, you know, it talks about Adam and Eve, and they found that they discovered that they were naked, and they, something about covered their shame or something like that.
Huh.
Not that I put a lot of, you know.
Don't put a lot of stock in what the Bible
says. Yeah, because I don't buy it anyway. But, you know, for those who do, you know, I thought it was interesting. And so anyway.
Well, you know, if it's true that, I mean, again, since we're talking about the Bible, if it's true, and I don't believe it either, but if it is true that God created man in his image, then why shouldn't we be proud to show that image off?
Well, and that's kind of where I got to with, and I'm thinking, you know, here I am, I'm in the nudist park, and I'm walking around. It was a clothing optional, but hey, you know, I'm there, I'm going to take full advantage to just sort of get the experience. So
right on.
So
jump,
I'm going
on,
around
jump right
naked
in
and stuff, and yeah. And I found that, you know, I started going, well, you know, this is the real me. This is who I am. And all the other stuff, you know, I can put on clothes, and when I put on clothes, when anybody puts on clothes, all we're doing is pretending to look like something else, something that we are not. And that's fine.
Okay.
You know, I think we all
are. Or you're trying to keep warm. That's another option. That's another benefit.
Warm. Okay, yeah.
I'm dying to ask a question, because I've wondered this, and I brought it up on one of the shows where we mentioned the nudist colonies. And I know this is a matter of personal opinion, but I've always heard relatively that in the nudist colonies that people range from average to unsavory.
Well,
I'm kind of curious. You know, yeah. It's a matter of personal opinion, but
yeah, and that was the way with this place. You know, I did not see any real, you know, hard body, wonderful looking, and that was fine. There was a caller, I guess it was yesterday, and was saying about I guess his opinion was that nudity should be illegal because he didn't want to have to look at it.
That was me, actually.
Yeah, that was actually Johnson who had called in.
Okay.
He's right here now.
Yeah, well, okay, but, you know, my take on that is...
I don't actually believe that it should be illegal because of that reason. I was just kind of joking around, but...
Well, okay, you know. But anyway, so I'm... And it just then it occurred to me, as I thought some more about this, I don't know where it came from, but it looks like it must have been some kind of thing that happened... I don't know. 17...
Some prude. I mean, some prude sometime in the past decided it was appropriate to pass
century,
a law against it.
You know, we know that it's pretty much been a part of ever since in our history in the country.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, but I got to, and it's and it obvious became obvious to me that it's a Christian thing. Okay.
I think it's safe to say that, I guess.
Yeah, most likely. I could see it stemming from that as well.
I could see it stemming from that, but I wouldn't necessarily call it a Christian thing, because I'm sure there are plenty of other religions and non-Christians who would believe.
Yeah, I'm sure
that
you could
same.
Find Christians at nudist parks.
I think there are a lot of people in general that are just uncomfortable with their own sexuality.
Well,
and that is where this stems from, really.
But here's where I thought it got interesting as I was thinking about it, which was, you know, and I'm familiar a little bit.
20 seconds, Paul. Can you wrap this up in 20 seconds?
Yeah.
All right.
When you look at the Muslim religion, they go way beyond what we go, and they require women to wear those burqas. A lot of them do, and they vary, you know. But if the Christian tradition is going to put forth its belief that we need to cover up certain parts, it's not a difference in kind, it's a difference in degree.
Absolutely right. That's a great point. You're basically you're comparing Christianity to Muslims or to that religion, and you're basically saying they're not that different.
Exactly.
Right, thanks for the call, man, and we look forward to hearing from you again, all right? We're on six nights a week, and
okay.
So call us another time. 800-259-9231. Sounds like he's going to be a nudist soon. This is
all
your show.
Right.
Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hey, I have lost over 40 pounds now with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and I'll tell you, it has made a huge difference in my life. Carla Jarrett's with me from Vim and Vigor. One of the things I wanted to mention was a few months ago, my doctor had been concerned about my blood pressure. I went back, you know, and this was like 40 pounds later, and my blood pressure was the lowest I could ever remember it being, and they just looked at it and went, oh, that's good.
We actually find that a lot. I mean, obviously there's no drug in Collagenate, but as people take it and they're losing weight, of course, things like blood pressure improve, cholesterol improves, diabetics do very well because it's a protein supplement. The nice thing with Collagenate is it's safe to take, and then, of course, those conditions tend to improve.
Right, because of the weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. I've lost 40 pounds. My blood pressure's lower. My energy level is through the roof. Call 1-800-622-8446 to order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. 1-800-622-THIN. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. 1-800-622-8446.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free telephone number is 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Scott.
And don't forget, you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates list. There are hundreds of people who are already a part of the updates list, and basically what that means is it takes maybe a minute or two to sign up for it, and then at that point, you will get all of the news in regards to Free Talk Live straight in your email box. Anything that we have to announce, whether it be a brand new affiliate, new Shriner, or as we announced this week, a coverage that we got in USA Today, which we're really excited about, and we had no idea it was going to happen. So, again, you can get interactive with us at 800-259-9231. The phones are blowing up tonight. It's Friday night. Usually Friday nights are kind of on the dead side, but I guess with all this new publicity, people want to take control of the show, which they can do. So let's talk to Aaron in Tennessee. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, y'all talked yesterday about the saggy pants law in Virginia.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I just wanted to let y'all know that did get struck down. It passed the House, but it never actually made it to the Senate, and there's actually a, an article on CNN.com that you can search for it. And y'all
as a matter of fact,
it.
Aaron, we found that out last night. We were talking about how the House had passed it, and then by the end of the hour, someone had sent us, actually it was one of our former co-hosts, Todd, had actually sent us the update. Yeah, Todd just appeared out of nowhere a few days ago.
Wow.
Started emailing the show again.
Yeah,
we were aware of that. That's good news. The saggy pants law has been struck down. And
I just wanted to make sure viewers knew that, because y'all really were playing it up that, you know, the government had passed this ridiculous law, blah, blah,
blah.
Well,
I don't know if our viewers know it, but I'm sure our listeners know it.
Okay, well, and I also can't hear y'all in Maryville anymore. I don't know what happened.
Oh, really? It's so
yeah,
Truth Radio?
I got 1470 on right now, and they got some local basketball game on, so...
I didn't know they did sports on that station. Well, actually, we were only on from 8 until 9 o'clock on that particular station anyway.
Okay.
So listen then. Yeah, listen between 8 and 9 and let us know. Aaron, anything else on your mind tonight?
Nope, that's it. Thanks. Thanks
for checking in, dude. 1-800-259-9231. It's that easy.
Yeah, very simple.
I've got a comment for you. You know, before we went out to break, we mentioned we were talking about Adam and Eve and covering their shame. And then you said, you know, how does that make any sense with the, you know, if we were created in the image of God?
Right.
Well, I kind of come to the conclusion that because the Bible, you know, of course, according to all these Christians, can't have any contradictions, and that seems like a contradiction to me, that God must not have any genitalia, and that was added later by Satan. Must be.
Right. It was. It's a piece of the apple.
That's what happens when you eat too many apples.
Yeah. Exactly. You end up with an apple bag.
It just causes you to sprout untoward.
What? 800-259-9231. I mean, we reported actually about a week or two ago that there's a California lawmaker who is pushing to legalize toplessness for women, which I think is just a great thing.
I think it is, too. It should happen.
As you have made... As you've made the points in the past, Johnson, that there are certain people you just don't want to see with their clothes off. At the same time, you have to admit there is definitely a double standard where men who have breasts can show them off, but women can't.
That's right. I certainly can.
You can, and you could take advantage of it at any moment.
That's right. You know what? I was made in God's image, and I'm going to flaunt my divinity, damn it.
Let's go with what you've got there, Johnson. I was going to go to Scott's article, but since it relates...
Yeah, this relates really, really well. A game maker, Tecmo, has filed a lawsuit in federal court in Chicago accusing web administrators, Mike Greeling and Will Glynn, and others of knowingly infringing on Tecmo's proprietary software.
I know what this one's about. I've seen these particular hacks in use.
The lawsuit stems from Greeling Glynn and others making a popular volleyball game played on Microsoft's Xbox console and removing the bikini tops of players.
Wait a minute, you can do mods with Xbox?
Well, yeah, there are... you can mod your Xbox using a mod chip, and
right.
Then you can change the operating system on your Xbox, which means a lot of OSs allow you to apply... alternative OSs to the Xbox allow you to apply patches, because you copy the game to your hard drive, and then you can apply a patch to the game.
Oh, is that what happens with all Xbox games? When you play the game, it copies the entire game to the
hard drive? No, when you're running the alternative OS, you can copy the game to the hard drive. People who are obtaining the games illegally can go out and rent the game, and they can copy the whole game to their hard drive and play it off the hard drive and never need the disc again.
Right.
For example, one of the things you could do with modded Xboxes, instead of using the Xbox's piddly hard drive, you could actually mod it and
put your own in.
Yeah, like a 400 gig hard drive or something.
Right.
You know.
So now
you've
got
a limitation on the Xbox, the actual Xbox motherboard, like what it can support.
It can address up to 8 gigs.
Yeah, so.
So you could be using this mod and still own the game. I mean, you could just mod the game that you own, right?
Yep.
So they're attacking their own users. They're attacking their own clients, basically.
Yeah. Because the only people that could actually use this are people that have actually already purchased the game, have it on their own system, and then the only way they're viewing this modification is because they've done it to their own system. It's
right.
Not like they're selling this in stores.
No, or not like they're replacing a rental disc with this version and, you know, surreptitiously placing it back on the shelf. I mean, that's just not happening.
I have to wonder, though, whether or not this lawsuit stems from maybe this Mike Greeling and Will Glynn guy. Now, I got to wonder, were they charging for this mod?
I don't know about that. It doesn't
that
mention?
Would require a lawsuit, in my opinion. But if they're just giving this out for free and it's just
most
like
most game modifications,
naked.
Most game modifications are done for free. I mean, they're created for free. They're given out for free, and it's usually just a result of fanatics. There are people who are, I don't even know what the game is. You said some volleyball, beach volleyball?
It's Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball for the Xbox.
So these people are just fanatical about this particular video game. I mean, these are the kinds of people that will put up a website dedicated to this particular game. They'll start their own user forum about it. I mean, they're obsessed with the game. And there are communities like this for major game releases out there. I mean, for most major game releases, whether it be Half-Life 2, whether it be Halo 2, people are just nutty about it. Now, most companies encourage this kind of behavior.
I think part of the reason why this game in particular is being, picked on for this particular thing is because they spent a lot of time making their women in the game look very nubile and realistic.
Okay.
Let's say there's a there's a whole software engine for the movement of the
bouncing of their breasts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they have a breast physics engine written into the game.
So
now I have to say that I think that this particular mod is pretty sophomoric and juvenile.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I haven't been interested in a nudity mod since the mid-90s when I was in high school. Now, these guys don't sound like they're high schoolers that are doing this, but obviously
they probably are.
they could. Well, it says something like they're web administrators. I suppose they could
be. That doesn't mean anything. They have a website that used to be, ninjahacks.com or something like that.
They've got to be at least 18, though, because their names are mentioned in the article.
Good point.
That's true.
That doesn't mean they've grown up, though.
That just means they're seniors.
So, and when I say that, most companies encourage this kind of behavior, I mean modifying their game files, because I'm not talking about modifying them with a nude patch. I'm just talking about making new levels, creating new graphics, completely changing the game. This is something that is heavily encouraged by most companies, and now these guys are trying to sue their own clients.
Yeah, well, Tecmo's ridiculous. They put 3 pages of licensing agreement that you can't bypass at the beginning of every game they put out.
I say boycott them. 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we're going to talk about what next? What next?
We're going to talk about some people displaying their anti-war
sentiment.
This
is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time with you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Johnson.
1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. You can also log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Tune in via the live stream. We have got an option for you there. It's high bandwidth. There are some low bandwidth options. You kind of have to hunt around for them. But our stream is very, very nice. And it's free at freetalklive.com.
It is. It is free, and it's very nice.
Yes, it is. So where are we going next, guys? What do we got on the table tonight?
We're going to California.
California again. What's going on there?
Well,
there's gold in there.
That's right.
Woo-hoo!
Nowadays it's marijuana in those hills.
Well,
but that's
apparently
another story.
Nudist colonies too.
Yeah.
Well, that's worth money either
way.
Not the nudist colonies, but nudist colonies. See, I figured out why you never see really, really, really attractive people at nudist colonies, because the people at nudist colonies don't mind being naked, and they understand the people who are really attractive know they can make money for being naked.
Sure.
Whereas at nudist colonies, they just want to be naked, and they don't have any opportunity to make money from it.
Good point.
Let's see, in Sacramento, California, nestled in a quiet neighborhood, is a very loud political statement that's testing the very foundation of free speech.
Hmm.
Hanging from a house in Land Park, a soldier's uniform in a noose dangles from a rooftop.
Wow.
Wow.
The words, "Your tax dollars at work," are scrolled across the chest of the uniform.
So the,
wow.
The intention there is to show that your tax dollars are getting our soldiers killed.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm picking up from it.
Got it.
In a community full of patriotism, this view of the war hasn't gone unnoticed. What? Yeah, some of the neighbors are kind of not all that keen on what's going on here.
Where did this article come from?
This came from Channel 3 in Sacramento.
Okay, so again, a news reporter who's completely unaffiliated with the definition of patriotism. We talked about this last night on the show. Patriotism is what we are. We're patriots in this room. The people who are against this particular display are nationalists. They have there's nothing patriotic about them. They are America! Woo! No matter what America does. It doesn't matter if America's killing babies. They don't care. They're nationalists. They're not patriots. I want to make that clear before we go on with this.
Which we are killing babies through the evils of legalized... Okay, never mind. I'm not...
we are killing babies in Iraq. That's for sure.
That's true. I think it's the ultimate sign of disrespect. We have troops dying for us, says a resident of the neighborhood, Mark Cohen. Mm-hmm. Let's see, another resident says, I'm annoyed and disgusted. I think if this is the way someone feels, they can find a better way to vent their opinions.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why I don't really want to know my neighbors, and I don't really want my neighbors to know me. I mean, I think I had gone far enough by putting a Michael Badnarik sign out in front of my house
right. This
past year, because then that lets everyone know my political affiliations, but that's enough. There'd be no way I would do something like that.
How many of your neighbors do you think would be completely appalled if they knew what you talked about, you know?
I don't know. I don't know.
In the tiny room that you work in.
I can't answer that question because I don't know any of my neighbors.
Let's see.
I would guess probably some of them would be appalled. Yeah.
Probably.
I'm a little disappointed in this guy's display and that the uniform wasn't soaked with blood.
Ah, well, yeah. you have to go and buy some cow's blood.
Yeah, I think
or something,
you needed
right?
to go further. That's the problem.
In the blood of actual soldiers.
No.
Maybe that's a little bit too far.
Maybe.
The homeowners behind the controversy are Steve and Virginia Piercy. They released a statement that says, "There will always be people who are offended by political speech, and the most important forum of all is one's own residence. The First Amendment is meaningless unless dissent is allowed," which is true. I mean, if you can't disagree openly and publicly with what the government's policies are, you don't have free speech. There's no way around that.
And that's the point of the First Amendment. The First Amendment isn't here to protect people who have popular things to say. It's here to protect those who are in the minority.
Now, you said something the other night, and you know what? It's ringing in my mind right now, and I'm realizing that I can't name the... You said the other night that there are four things that the First Amendment protects.
Mm-hmm, right.
Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of press. What's the other?
The right to peaceably assemble.
Peaceably assemble.
And
okay,
I think the right to petition is in there as well. I'm not sure on that. I'll have to check it.
Petition to redress or grievances.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that is the first.
I think that's part of the first.
I believe so. Let's see.
It doesn't make you a bad person, though, Johnson.
Yeah, that's okay. You're not a bad American, right, man. The matter has been reported to the police department and to the city attorney. The city council has even heard about it, but they say that they can't solve the problem. They're saying, we can't do anything about this.
As though there's a problem there. There's no problem there.
Right, I know. The city council says, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on who you ask,
all right,
this is protected speech by the First Amendment, so there's nothing we can do about
it. Thank goodness they're keeping hands off on this.
Well, that's the city council and the police department. Well, on Wednesday, news organization that reported this received a call from the homeowner saying that a group of people had torn down the display. He said,
probably would proclaim themselves patriots, those people.
Most likely. He said he doesn't know who did it, but...
I'd have put a camera on the display at that
point. Yeah.
Well, at that point, he didn't have it anymore. He'd have to put a new one up.
No. I mean, I'd have put a camera on the display before anything had happened.
Ah, okay.
You know? Well, now if he does it again, maybe he'll consider something like that.
Right. And so what this guy did was not illegal in any way. What he had up, I mean, it was his property. It was his right to free speech. Nobody was going to be able to do anything about it. What his neighbors did...
Absolutely,
was definitely
was.
Illegal.
Yep.
Definitely illegal.
Now,
and they should be punished.
Yeah.
I have no idea. There's not any more detail on that. That's the end of the article.
How far do you think the police are going to dig on this case? You think they're going to do some real in-depth investigation to try to catch these crooks?
I hope that they don't, and I hope he sues the city over it.
Because they don't do anything.
Because they don't do anything. Because they'll investigate, you know, they'll probably do a deeper investigation over the theft of a pack of cigarettes than they will over this particular thing that's happening at this guy's house. I hope he documents everything, and I hope he sues the city.
Man, that is just absolutely tragic situation, and hopefully you bookmarked that and maybe keep up to date on that particular section of the country to see if there's any future goings on.
Yeah, that's one I'm definitely going to keep watching.
I don't know about soaking it in blood, though, because it probably would make the animals attracted to it. And then I don't know if it would be the right message to have vultures nipping at the soldier. It might just be a little too far.
Just raccoons burrowing around inside of the uniform.
So it was hanging from his roof, right?
Yeah, hanging in a noose from his roof.
Okay, I'm imagining that means it's high up, but I guess that doesn't necessarily mean it's high up. It could just be off the overhang on the edge of his house.
Hold on, there's a photo of it. Let me see if
I can... Because I'm trying to figure out what these good old boys had to go through to get this thing down.
Yeah, it's hanging like from the gingerbread right along the side of his roof.
From the peak. So he's got an A-peak roof, and it's kind of like right in the middle between the two sides of the A. So it looks like it'd be kind of difficult to get up there. I mean, it looks like they might have to actually, you know, get a ladder.
Get a ladder and cut the rope and everything.
I can imagine the group of citizens doing that.
It may not have been a group of it might have been just two guys.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably just two rednecks from the area.
Just villagers with torches and pitchforks coming down on the house.
It's sick. I feel so sorry for... we had a caller last night who was telling us that... I forget what his name was, but he was saying that he would consider going to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, but his wife wouldn't leave California for her life.
And really?
Why would you want to stay in a place like that? Let's all go to the same state and work towards being free, because this is what we're up against. We're up against these ignorant rednecks who basically have no respect for property rights. These guys are no better than the anarchists that we were playing the clip of a few weeks back that were advocating destroying property because it's okay, it's all right to destroy property. No, it's never all right to destroy property. It doesn't matter how much it offends you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be political, personal, something, even pop culture. We'll talk about anything on this show. Literally, you can hijack the airwaves. And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com, get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. And I say us because all of the members of the Free Talk Live crew are part of the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, but also the listeners. So everybody gets to interact with everybody else.
There's a couple hundred people who are registered on the BBS right now.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Well over 3,000 posts there last time I checked.
So. That is correct, too. In fact, we're reaching the 300 mark very, very soon. Of course, we get some brand new software. I realize not everyone's happy with the color scheme. That's going to be worked out sooner or later. But the software is cool. I really like the karma feature. People are having fun with that already. So
yeah, and
really match your stitches, your drapes.
Now Ian is the one who picked that software. So if you want, you can go and check out the BBS. And if you don't like the color scheme, Ian at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, right.
Let him know, people. So, let him know.
So I think we should just again recap what's going on in California because it's a pretty outrageous case. You've got a family or at least a husband and wife, who have put up, well, had put up a display.
Yes,
say.
An anti-war display.
Right. A display of a trooper's, not a trooper, a soldier's uniform,
mm-hmm.
with a noose around its neck,
right,
hanging from their roof.
Yes.
It had a sign or something scrawled across it.
Looks like a sign here in the photo.
It said that this is what your tax dollars are paying for. Or
it says your tax dollars at work.
Now, of course, the angry neighbors didn't take too kindly to this. They bitched and moaned to the government, tried to get the government to do something. Thank goodness the government rested on this one. It didn't. It basically responded, said, free speech.
Right.
Sorry.
Yep. Personal property rights, free speech. Neither one of them can't do anything about it.
That's a good thing. They deserve credit for that.
Isn't Michael Newdow from California?
He is.
There's some interesting folks out of California. I
absolutely.
Say, you know, like,
well, there's a lot of people in California.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there just seems to be that there's a lot of dissenting viewpoints and viewpoints from, you know, not the the standard cookie cutter viewpoint that are coming out of there.
Absolutely. Well,
maybe there's hope for California. You know, maybe so one of these days they'll realize that socialism doesn't work and they'll get it.
Hmm.
They're just looking for an alternative.
Well, I wonder.
I think they're just confused and stupid. You know, they haven't found like what really works yet. They're just like, oh, we've good of the people, good of the people.
Well,
they're,
I bet that these jackasses that tore down their display in the middle of the night, I bet that they have, they probably wouldn't describe themselves as socialists.
No, they'd probably describe themselves as fascists.
No, they would probably describe themselves as patriotic Americans. That's an anti-American display. You don't support the troops.
They'd probably describe themselves as conservatives, really.
Yeah,
they
want to
know the truth.
I don't know. I know some people that are very aware of the fact that they're fascists. So
really?
Yeah.
I've never met anyone who has ever admitted to being a fascist.
Really? We had a couple of them on our bulletin board system for a while.
That admitted it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so it's terrible. This poor man has had his property defaced or stolen, I mean, whichever way you want to look at it, and his rights to free speech have been trampled by his neighbors who had a problem with what it was that he was trying to say. And I'm actually, again, shocked that the government didn't get involved, that they didn't find some obscure zoning rule, you know, that prevents you from hanging things from your roof, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's all kinds of crap can rules like that out in California.
They'd probably classify it as Christmas decorations and have to say that it has
right.
to come off the outside of the house after January 31st.
Right. Exactly. So, pretty sick. And here's another example of free speech.
No, see, that would only be if there were blood on the uniform, because then it would be red and green.
I see. Here's another example of free speech being trampled on. Not quite as much, but in this case, we are going to be dealing with the government. But we're going to get to that. Actually, it's about a shock jock who insulted the New Jersey governor's wife, and then the governor proceeded to threaten him.
Oh, my.
After that. So we're going to get to that. But first, let's go to Kevin in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Kevin, you're on with Ian Johnson and Scott.
Ryan, you broadly, with this wide brush, paint the term redneck.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now, I quit counting at 20 the ancestors I have who fought in the American Revolution.
Okay.
But you want to paint everyone who wants to stand up for white liberty in the South as rednecks.
Hmm. Okay, so would you describe that the people who destroyed this individual's his free speech, would you describe them as free speech, or excuse me, liberty defenders?
No.
Okay.
I'd describe you as a bunch of assholes.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so what's your definition of a redneck, then?
Well, I don't have a definition of a redneck.
Well, if our definition is wrong, then why can't you correct us?
Well,
I'm more than willing to listen to you.
This is what I'm saying. If I was to jump on here and say, well, that's a Jew boy, or that's a Yankee bastard, then I would be jumped all over for being racist. But you get to say redneck, well, you know, that's just some southern redneck. And that's okay.
Well, I didn't describe him as a southern redneck. This would be a western redneck of the California brand.
Rednecks
you
are all over the United States.
Jump on rednecks.
Well, I'm going to give you the dictionary.com definition here, Kevin.
Redneck is.
Hey, Kevin, I'm going to give you the dictionary.com definition, if you can keep quiet for a moment. Here you go. A white person regarded as having a provincial, conservative, often bigoted attitude. So if they weren't bigoted against the Bill of Rights,
And who made that definition?
That would be the American Heritage Dictionary, the English Language 4th edition.
A Jew.
Oh,
what?
Do you really expect anyone to take you seriously, Kevin?
Well,
You sound like a racist redneck to me.
Anyone who's a realist.
Or anyone who's a redneck.
Are we done with
redneck?
Kevin? Do we want him to hold?
I'm done.
Quick decision here. Hold on, Kevin. We'll let you hang on because you're interesting. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. If you got the courage to hold on, Kevin, we'll come back to you. This is Free Talk Live.
Yeehaw!
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott and Johnson.
We'll talk to you about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Don't forget, you can log on, get interactive with us, and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. But let's get right back to the phones, back to the fun. We've got Kevin on the line in Texas. Kevin, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
All right, so
starting to wonder if I was still here.
Oh, you're as far as we can tell, you're still there. Although I don't know if you're all there now, Kevin.
Oh, I'm all here.
Okay, now
I think he may have a point. I mean, have you seen The Passion of the Christ? I mean, the Jews killed Jesus.
Well, now look at this. Okay, everything that has gone on in the Middle East that for the past ever since the Balfour Agreement, which pretty much. The English raped the Ottoman Empire at the end of it. Are you familiar with that? Are you a historian?
I'll just take your word for it.
Well, I am.
Move on, Kevin. What else you got?
Okay. Yeah, well, they just moved in. Well,
huh?
Okay, for this, everyone who is Israeli, who is Jewish, who moves into the Middle East, they have this right to return thing, right?
I don't really
do
even
care.
Do they
all have a pension for writing dictionaries? I mean, is that where
we're going? Who cares about what's going on in the Middle East? We're talking about rednecks in America, Kevin. Let's get back to that.
Yeah, okay.
Now, would you describe yourself as a redneck, Kevin?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, I don't want to make it sound like all rednecks are bad people, but most of the ones that I've talked to are pretty much ignorant, bigoted bastards.
But now you're saying that most rednecks are bad people.
Huh?
All right, now...
No, we're just saying that they're bigoted and racist.
Isn't that what you just said?
Well, here's the thing, Kevin.
Isn't that what you just said?
I think bigot racists are bad people, yes.
I'm not a racist.
Oh, Kevin, let me ask you something. If you look at the dictionary definition of redneck, it states a white person with bigoted attitudes. That's what the word itself means. So using a redneck...
Dictionary, or are you looking at?
The American Heritage English Dictionary, 4th edition.
And then we also went and looked at the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. By the way, both of those dictionaries, the people who are responsible for them, none of them Jewish.
Yeah.
Actually, most of them English.
Yeah, British.
Well,
they're secret Jewish.
Who owned the dictionary?
Who owned that particular...
Merriam-Webster?
The Merriam-Webster, which is... that's two different names.
And then there's Houghton Mifflin.
All right, Kevin, you got 10 seconds for final comments.
Yeah, we're getting...
Yeah, okay. Well,
you put me to sleep.
My father was from Iowa.
Uh-huh.
My mother was from Texas. They met in Bahrain, Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
Little Iran.
Kevin, call us back sometime. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Rusty in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Scott. Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, man? You got about 30 seconds to make your comments.
Oh, I was going to make a comment to Kevin, redneck there.
Do it. I'm sure he's still listening.
Well, all I'm telling Kevin is it's not the Jews or the blacks that are responsible for this world. It's white Anglo-Saxon Protestants like us around here and the government that we form. It's been like that throughout modern history. In the Middle East, it's supported Jewish state by the United States and
I don't understand a word that he's saying. Have you guys got
any? He's saying the Anglo-Saxons are responsible for the destruction of the world, not... It's, you know,
got it. Rusty,
it's
good
not
point.
A religion. It's not a social group. It's everyone.
It's
and
about
we
power.
Up the world.
It's about power. If the Saudis are part of this ruling elite now.
Great point, Rusty. Thank you, sir. Thanks
elite.
For the call. 1-800-259-9231. We got more people on hold.
Oh,
that want to talk
I like
about,
the term blue
eyed
devil.
We got more people on hold that want to talk about rednecks. So you hang on and we'll get to your calls. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. If you're